for a championship.
A double play wins it. Great.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Altoona Area High School in the PIAA Basketball Playoffs. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network returns to the 5A Boys Bracket as WPIL runner-up Peters Township takes on District 3 third-place finisher West York. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brett Gambita and Chris Fox on the cameras. And Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township comes in with wins in 8 of its last 11 games, losing only to 6A state qualifier Mount Lebanon and twice to Chartiers Valley, including in the WPIL final. The Indians open state tournament play Friday with a 64-54 win over Spring Grove. West York has won 4 of 5 in the postseason and 7 of its last 9 overall. The Bulldogs' losses were to 6A District 3 champion Central York and 5A champion Hershey, the team awaiting our winner for a Friday matchup in the state quarterfinals. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by Bud Bear Buick GMC on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Coming up shortly, a look at the rest of the 5A boys bracket, how we already know who our winner plays in the next round, and we'll take a look at our starting lineups. All that and more when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
5A boys statewide, District 1 has 5 teams remaining as we sit here in the fabulous 15, we'll call it. Ever hear that in a basketball tournament?
Have not.
It's not the Sweet 16. It's the fabulous 15. So one-third of those teams from District 1. They are Upper Dublin, the champion, taking on District 12, Bonner Prendergast, the third-place finisher out of D12. Fourth-place finisher in District 1, Upper Moreland, to take on the fourth-place finisher in District 3, York Suburban. A District 1 matchup features the fifth-place finisher, Pencrest, and the runner-up, Holy Ghost Prep, and District 12 champion, Newman Goretti, to take on District 1 third-place finisher, Pottsgrove. Now, that's the top half of this 5A boys bracket. Let's work from the bottom now. WPIL sixth-place finisher, Greater Latrobe, taking on District 6 champion, Greater Johnstown. Which one of those is truly greater will advance to the next round on Friday. All WPIL rematch, and this is a semifinal rematch. This is a section rematch. Meeting number 4, WPIL champion Chartiers Valley and third-place finisher Montour. They're to tip tonight at 7 at Bethel Park. Our game, WPIL runner-up Peters Township and District 3 third-place finisher West York. And the winner gets District 3 champion Hershey. And that is for this very simple reason. Due to the blatant violations of PIAA bylaws, I don't know in my 40-plus years of covering high school sports I've ever seen a release that speaks to activity at a PIAA event. The Meadville and Uniontown basketball game will be recorded as a forfeiture for each team. PIAA publicly censors both schools for actions in the March 7th first-round interdistrict contest at Meadville against Uniontown. Both teams are removed from this year's PIAA interdistrict tournament, suspended for the remainder of the 2024-2025 basketball tournament, and also removed from the 25-26 tournament unless a handful of provisions are met. Plan of action to a PIAA. Players on the roster next school year will compete the NFHS sportsmanship model. Coaches will complete the sportsmanship and teaching and modeling behavior models. Identified spectators will be banned from school-sponsored activities until June 15th next year, and school is reprimanded for not addressing unsportsmanlike behavior of their spectators in direct violation of PIAA bylaws. That's why we know that the winner of this game will play District 3 champion Hershey because of the double forfeit in this 5A boys bracket. Not something that anybody wants to have happen in high school sports. Happened last Friday night at Meadville. And
shameful.
It was ugly.
It was ugly. It was not necessary. Athletics sometimes, in my opinion, Bob, it gets out of focus. And when you take it to that level, they had to send a strong message. I'm glad they did. I feel for the players, but when benches empty and players start throwing punches and fans are, it was a dangerous situation.
It was indeed, and PIAA has spoken strongly to that. That incident was followed up on Saturday with unruly fan conduct that led the on-site game officials, the guys and gals in stripes, to clear the gym for the final several minutes of a girls' game due to unruly fan behavior. Fans, you got to get it under control. This it's just not acceptable, but you have to get it under control.
They do, Bob, but I see it at every level. I watch it at these young baseball games, young travel basketball games. I've never seen anything quite like it, and you're right. It needs to get under control. Parents, be parents and cheer for your kids. But when they take it to that level, wow, out of perspective.
All right, on to tonight's game.
Yes.
Peters Township and West York, one common opponent, that is Mars. Peters Township beat Mars in the WPIL semis, needed overtime to score a six-point win. West York beat Mars last Friday to get into this round by a 53-51 score. So pretty similar. One took overtime, but one by six, one in regulation, one by two. And pretty similar games in terms of scoring as well. And I think that's the kind of tempo that West York wants. They want this game in the 50s at most.
They do. And in Peters Township's case, they want to try to change that tempo, get that basketball out, run the floor. They're going to have to do a very good job in their half-court defense. This team runs a lot of motion, a lot of screens. They're going to have to stay with their men. They like to get to the rim. They're going to have to contest threes. They'll take a lot of threes, too.
Other action tonight, we ran down the 5A bracket in 4A. Bel Vernon is in action tonight. 4A boys, North Catholic and Beaver play each other. And in 1A boys, Neighborhood Academy playing against Elk County Catholic. Sarah Catholic taking on District 9 champion Otto Eldred. And Aquinas Academy, the WPIL 4th, is taking on Turkey Foot Valley. On the girls' side, coming up, Cannon McMillan and Upper St. Clair set the tip-off around 7:30 at Peters Township and on WJPA-FM. Starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearGM.com. Bud Baer.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township designated the visitor in this game because of which bracket line they are on. The Indians are on the bottom line, making them the visitors, wearing the dark red jerseys. Starters for Joe Ehrman's 19-8 Indians, 5'11 junior Lucas Rost, 5'10 senior Sean Thelk in his 61 three-pointers, 5'11 senior Nick McCullough, 6 foot junior Dylan Donovan and his 57 trays, and 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel. For West York and Garrett Bull, 22-7 on the year. Starter, 6'1 junior Conrad Beatty, 5'11 junior Jaden Kohler, a 6'3 sophomore Chase Cristofoletti, averaging 11 points a game. And the twins at 6'1 and 6'2, Luke and Grady Hoffman, both seniors. Grady averaging 11 points a game and Luke averaging 8. Tip-off, the PIAA 5A boys second round when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Referee John Thompson, Justin Freer, and Bill Peffer set. The scorer's table is ready. Both benches indicating they are ready to go as well. Conrad Beatty steps into the center where he'll jump it up against 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel. Ball is in flight, and Peters Township is going to track down the opening tip, run down by Dylan Donovan. Ball comes on the near wing. Nick McCullough into the circle to Wetzel. Deal it left side. Donovan put it on the deck. Bring it near side. Thelk, wide open three ball. Too strong. Rebound cleared by McCullough. Tried to feed it out, and that pass was tipped, and he fell down. Ball controlled by Kohler. Took it into the paint. Feed it back out. It'll be Cristofoletti. Little dribble handoff. Reverse it to Luke Hoffman. And one more time into Beatty's hands. Kohler trying to use the B Beattie screen. Ball comes left side to Grady Hoffman. Into the circle now. It's Beattie. Free throw line. Back out. Hoffman, Kohler. Ball around the perimeter, only into the free throw circle a couple times. Now dribble drive, dish off. Shot won't go, and a late decision by Beattie. He knew he was in trouble and tried to bring it back down.
Well, that's the value of having Jake Wetzel in there inside contesting shots. Very good job defensively that time by Peters Township. And they're going to have to continue to fight through those screens, Bob.
Key there was Wetzel didn't chase the man he was guarding.
He did.
Left him under the basket.
And I think until that man can prove he can make perimeter shots, that's what you want to do.
Donovan gets a screen from Wetzel. Jumper won't go. Rebound tipped around. Beattie tips it off the window, and it's cleared by Luke Hoffman.
A good look there that time by Donovan.
Crossover by Hoffman. Take it to the elbow, slide the feet, travel call.
Bob, you'll see this team, West York, they will move the basketball, and they're a possession kind of team. They take time, and they do not rush things. But if they get in the lane, they're looking to get to the rim or pitch out for the three.
Peters averages 61.5 points a game. West York, 55.5. Defensively, Indians allow nearly 53. 44 points allowed by West York. Jumper from the far side. Three ball up and in for Nick McCullough.
Only shoots it at a 15% clip from three. Good start.
3-0 Peters Township. Opening 2 minutes of the ball game. Dribble drive. A little push off by Kohler. Picks up his dribble in the lane. Feed it out to Beattie on the right wing. Beattie looks for a cutter. That is Christopher Letty. Pass was tipped. Had to go get it and then punched out of his hands. Nice reach in again by Nick McCullough. Knocked it out of his hands twice.
Well, the one thing that I really like about this Peters Township team is the way they defend. I mean, they are relentless. I mean, they'll pressure the basketball. They do a very solid job.
Grady and Luke Hoffman, the senior twins for Garrett Bull on the inbound to the hoop. Scoop shot rolls off the rim. Rebound inside Beattie. And a pass knocked out of bounds by Sean Thelk. First substitution of the game. Jaden Greco in and Thelk out.
Yeah, Sean Thelk, their best three-point weapon.
Inbound feed to Luke Hoffman. Hash mark far side. Bring it near side. Beattie drive. Drop step. Jumper up and in. Money out front.
Yeah, that was a nice move. Very athletic player and can get to the rim. That's what he prefers to do.
5.5 to play. Opening quarter. 3-2 Peters Township. Donovan at the free throw line. Give it to Greco. Penetration. Lob down low. Reverse. Bucket for Wetzel.
Yeah, really nice pass that time by Jaden Greco, who just entered the game.
Now, 5-second violation on the inbound.
I wondered, Bob, if we would see some pressure by Peters Township. I think that's something that may affect this West York team.
Garrett Bull upset with the wing official. He wanted a timeout, and the wing official didn't give it to him, so the turnover. Peters with the ball. Lucas Ross, the Donovan, three ball. Rattles home.
What a great set. Two pin-down screens, and Donovan comes off that screen and just ready to shoot it.
8-2 Peters, 5 minutes to play opening quarter. Pressure on the inbound. Gets into Luke Hoffman and back to Grady Hoffman this sideline. Across into front court. Dribble drive from a long way out by Kohler. Handed off Beattie. And now to Christopher Letty. Jumper out in front of the bucket. Off the back of the rim won't go. Rebound tipped out of there by Beattie, but controlled by Greco. Donovan splits a double team. Off the window, won't go. Bodies all over the place. Rebound controlled by West York. 4:25 to play, opening quarter. Peters Township in front, 8-2. Ball on the left wing. Foul line extended. Pick up the dribble. Take it around the perimeter to Beattie. And now into Grady Hoffman's hands. Guarded by Donovan. Right side, it's Conrad Beattie. Gives it, gets it back. Christopher Letty, one to go to Luke Hoffman, but too well covered. Beattie, and now Luke Hoffman presents at the top of the free throw circle. Just under 4 minutes to play in the period. Beattie on the wing, 8-2 Peters Township leading. Three ball in flight. Luke Hoffman finds the range.
Yeah, the Hoffman boys can shoot it. You've got to contest their three-point shots. That time Luke came off the screen and was pretty wide open.
A couple of guys getting set to check in. Wetzel brings it to Donovan. between the legs dribble, dangerous play, and the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Peters Township ball on the sideline. 3:32 to play, first quarter, 8-5 Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Peters Township ball on the sideline in front of West York. And, boy, I tell you what, Garrett Bull just gave me the impression that he spent that whole time out setting up an offensive play thinking they were going to get the ball.
I know, and he thought it went off a Peters Township player, but the referee was right there on top of it.
Well, one of the good things is that it wasn't a spent timeout. It wasn't a team timeout. It was a media, so it didn't cost him anything except wasted the 70 seconds. Nick McCullough catch. Feed it back out. Donovan Long, three ball, well short. Rebound and a foul on Nick McCullough.
Yeah, over the back that time by McCullough. You know, I had a chance to talk to Coach Ehrman, Bob, and he said they had two great days of practice, and that he feels very comforted by that. Off to a good start here this evening.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. From 8-2, Peters Township's lead is 8-5, and now West York with a chance possibly to tie the game. Brecken Lasher on the floor, first tour of duty. Grady Hoffman gives it off to Lasher, and he'll bank it in off the window.
Yeah, Lasher's a big boy at 6 foot. I think he's about 6'4", they list him. Pretty good interior player for them.
8-7 Peters with the lead. Donovan hangs in the air. Jumper won't go, and a foul going to be whistled. And it's going to be Jensen Ferber who also checked in on the stoppage. Two free throws coming for Dylan Donovan. 57% free throw shooter, and that's a little better than the team average of just under 55%.
I didn't want to mention that, but since you mentioned it, but good on the first one. They had such a poor shooting night against Chartres Valley in the championship game, you recall, 7 for 22. But not tonight. They're going to make foul shots.
I'll mention it because it's factual. I didn't miss them. Just report.
There you go, 2 for 2.
Dylan Donovan hits both. He has 5 in the early going. Peters' lead restored to 3. Substitution as Donovan comes out. Lucas Ross checks back into the game. And Evan McCullough on the floor for Peters as well. Thelk, McCullough, McCullough, Rost, and Greco. Small lineup for the Indians at the moment. 2:35 to play, opening quarter, 10-7 Peters Township. On the dribble, out on the wing, it's Jaden Kohler. Gets into the paint. Thelk trying to bump him deep and shot up and in by Kohler.
They're pretty good at going to the basket, and if you don't get your body in the right position, they can finish.
Score 10-9 now. Peters lead back to 1 again. Greco drives, trying to find somewhere. Bank it off the window. Kicks out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ferber. Ahead on the outlet. Christopher Letty for the lay-in. That won't go. Rebound and a putback on the weak side by Grady Hoffman. And West York has taken an 11-10 lead. Just under 2 minutes to play. Opening quarter. Greco on the wing. Give it off. Rost back to Greco, around to Thelk. He'll shoot from there, but doesn't this time. Rost, shoulder shimmy, now the dribble. Spin at the top of the lane. Kick it back out. McCullough, and now Rost, or rather Greco. Dribble into the paint, pick it up, lob it back out to Thelk. 90 seconds to play in the first. Back cut. Kick it across. Greco catches in the corner. Feed it back out. Thelk into the corner. Evan McCullough. muscled out of the paint. Drop step, kick it around again. Long possession for Peters Township. Lucas Ross on the dribble, looking to penetrate up off the window and in.
And that patience paid off with the Ross drive to the basket there, Bob. Pretty good defense, though, by West York.
First points of the game for Lucas Ross. Peters up 12-11. A minute to play. Three ball off the back rim. Long rebound. Evan McCullough. 2-on-2 with Ross. Pass a little behind, or rather with the Greco. Greco able to save that. Nick McCullough on the dribble now. Stop and go. Take it into the paint. Hang and score.
What a nice drive by McCullough. He had the big man lurking right there, too.
And able to just hang there and didn't take the shot until he absolutely started back down.
He's a very underrated player, I think. He's really tough as nails. Love watching him play.
30 seconds remaining in the quarter. 14-11, Peters Township plus three. Jensen Ferber, 25 feet out. On the dribble, man-to-man Peters defense. Ball goes to Kohler. Back to Ferber. Thelk comes out to guard him. Ferber makes his way out near the volleyball 10-foot line. Gets a high screen from Lasher, and a ball out of bounds off Peters Township. Get a look there at that last bucket for Jaden Kohler, and then the lay-in that would not go, and then the putback by Grady Hoffman. Another look at that hang there by Lucas Ross and then McCullough, but back to action. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Across the timeline comes Kohler, trying to get it into the paint. Got an opportunity to get down the lane. Shot tipped around, and no good. Quarter ends. 14-11, Peters Township, plus three. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
West York starts with a ball and a possession arrow throw-in to begin the second quarter. Peters Township starts with a three-point lead. Give and go. Kohler takes it and goes right down the lane.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they have to be aware of, these direct drives. You cannot allow your man to do that.
Donovan pulls up outside the elbow. Floater is well short. He's pulled a couple of those well short. Now length of the floor pass. Dribble problem by Lasher. Able to get the loose ball. Goes up. Partially blocked by Wetzel. And the loose ball off of Ross. Knocked off his leg by Luke Hoffman. Reaching in to smack it away.
Wetzel did a really, really good job that time. Distracting that shot.
And you see Ross with the ball and then the reach in by Hoffman to knock it out of his hands. Three ball in flight near corner. Christopher Letty on the board. Three-pointer, and it's now 16-14 West York.
Yeah, he'll search for that three, and when he gets those opportunities, he can knock them down, Bob.
Christopher Letty averages 11. That's his first points of the game. And a holding foul inside. Going to be Grady Hoffman charged with holding Wetzel.
I think they called that on 21.
Lasher. Inbound for the Indians, down two. Ball to the wing to Thelk, and now out to Donovan. Donovan to the circle, behind the back, drop step, walk it down the lane, shot too strong. Wetzel knocks the rebound to the corner and out of bounds.
Yeah, difficult shot. It was really like a one-on-three. Probably not the ideal shot for Dylan Donovan that time.
And at times the Indians seem to go through that, have interest in those kinds of plays, and ends up coming up short there. 16-14, two-point lead for West York. Their biggest lead of the game, led previously at 11-10. Three ball good, straight on look for Brecken Lasher.
Well, when I watched them play, Bob, they all shoot threes, so you have to be aware of that.
19-14, lead is five. The Indians work it around the perimeter. Donovan down the lane, his little floater in, out, back in.
Now, I like that move. He got down the lane, shot it before the defender could leave his feet.
7 points for Donovan, leads all scorers in the game. Kohler dribbles outside the elbow, dish it to the baseline. Lasher dribbled out, trying to draw Wetzel away from the rim. Now into the hands of senior Luke Hoffman. Near side, Christopher Letty fumbles the pass. Drive is cut off. Lasher trying to set a low screen. And now into the corner to Ferber. Guarded there by Donovan. Around the perimeter, it'll be Christopher Letty again. 19-16, West York leads. Three ball, corner, Ferber, air ball, far side caught by Lasher. Three ball in flight, Kohler. In and out won't go. Rebound grabbed by Ferber.
Too many second shots. You've got to rebound the miss.
Ferber, dribble, drive, scoop, foul on Wetzel. First foul on Wetzel, first foul on Peters Township in the quarter. And two foul shots coming for Jensen Ferber. Two offensive boards. Foul shots. First opportunities of the game for West York. The Bulldogs leading 19-16. Ferber's first, nothing but net. His first point of the game. Is that correct?
That is correct.
20-16. West York leads. Wetzel checks out. Peters goes that smaller lineup once again.
Well, I think that's to try to contest the way they use those screens and shoot those threes, Bob.
Ferber, second shot, as good as the first. Peters Township inbounding the ball, and the horn sounds. They're going to get a substitution allowed. Apparently, timekeeper didn't realize there was somebody at the bench to check in.
Peters Township needs to get a possession where they score, because you do not want to fall behind this team. They do too good a job moving the basketball in the half court.
10-2 run to start the second quarter for West York. 21-16, Bulldogs with the lead. Nick McCullough trying to dribble through traffic. Picked off. Ferber brings it up the floor. Ferber down the lane, off the window and in.
Yeah, turnover leads to points. That's a negative. Too much dribble on that possession, Bob.
Greco, wide open three, splashes home.
When I was watching him in the warm-ups, man, he was making every three he took. Jaden Greco.
23-19, West York plus four. Dribble on the far side. Grady Hoffman picked up man-to-man by Donovan. Looks for a back cutter. It's Ferber, and left alone and scores.
How about Ferber, ninth grader, coming off the bench and providing instant offense for them.
6 points leading all Bulldogs. Donovan kick it out to Ross. He tries to fight his way through traffic. Misses the shot in tight. Grady Hoffman with a rebound. Lob ahead, two on one. Beatty into the paint. Kick it back out. Three ball Kohler. In and out. Two guys there for the rebound. Ferber can't get the shot to go, but he is fouled and will go to the line. Indians getting beat at the rebound.
Well, second shot opportunities are hurting them right now, Bob. They've got to do a better job. Once the shot goes up, blocking out, got to get that rebound.
Ferber at the line, hit two a moment ago. 6 points in the quarter, make it seven. 3 for 3 at the stripe.
Who would have thought the freshman would have come into the game and provided this kind of an offensive spark?
If he makes this, he will have doubled his season scoring average.
Exactly. He only averages four a game.
Foul shot in flight and good. Eight points in the quarter.
I don't think anyone anticipated this.
West York plus eight. Thelk, volleyball, 10-foot line. Long rebound won't go. Rebound grabbed there by Peters Township. Trying to find room is Greco. Ball knocked out of his hands. Lob it back to the wing to Donovan. Guarded by Hoffman. Trying to penetrate. foul called and going to be a floor foul. And that'll bring us to the media timeout. 27-19 West York. Strong start to the second. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buick and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Baer.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
3:55 to play, second quarter, 27-19 West York with the lead, outscoring Peters Township 16-5 here in this frame.
Couple of careless turnovers, too much dribble, cost them baskets. Second shots cost him the other points. They got to shore that up. I think they're better off having the big fella in there than not having him in there. Here's another turnover.
Inbound, just lobbed up, and Donovan got it smacked back, and Luke Hoffman grabs it after tipping that inbound. Ball goes to Beattie. To the elbow, now to the near side. Once again, it's Grady Hoffman. Spins, got by his defender, high off the window. Weak side rebound. Ferber bring it across the paint. Beattie's shot won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Peters Township.
Third opportunity. I know it's got to be driving Coach Ehrman crazy. They had their hands on the basketball, just can't secure it. What a great job Jensen Ferber did for them off the bench.
Ferber comes out. Chase Cristofoletti checks back in.
Very active around the boards.
Bulldogs with the 8-point lead get the ball inbounds inside. Ball lays on the iron, won't go, and a rebounding foul over the back on Conrad Beattie. Third team foul on West York.
West York is a pretty athletic team, Bob. They play really staunch defense, and they get a lot of second and third opportunities because they hit the boards hard.
3:25 to play, first half, 27-19. West York with the lead. In here for about a minute, same score. McCullough trying to lob it inside, tip back out. McCullough down the lane, give it off to Wetzel, and he misses the shot short, tips the rebound toward the baseline and off the hands of Luke Hoffman.
Yeah, you got to have that. It's a really nice pass by McCullough, who was falling down, actually.
Well, his pass before that, not as good.
Not as good at all.
Lob inbound. This time it works. Donovan to Wetzel. Donovan to the free throw circle. Back out. Thurber will shoot from there and does. Three ball. Way too strong. Kept alive. Rebound tracked down by Ross. Donovan's free throw circle for two. Good.
Good decision by Dylan Donovan to shoot the little pull-up by the foul line. They needed that, Bob.
Donovan has nine. West York lead is six. 27-21. 2:45. Behind the back dribble by Kohler. Ball inside to Beattie. Give it back to Kohler, hassled at the elbow, finds a cutter, and now to Beattie. Feed it across, Chase Cristofoletti, got by Nick McCullen, reverse it in for two.
Yeah, gave up the baseline drive. That's a no-no.
29-21, West York plus eight. Nick McCullough right below us. Wetzel in the circle, took a smack on the hands by Beattie, but play on's the call. Yeah, Donovan. Donovan uses the Wetzel screen, wrap it out to Ross. Straight on three ball. Too strong. Way too strong. Rebound comes all the way up the lane. Cristofoletti there. Luke Hoffman out on the right wing. Side of the lane now. Luke and Grady go back and forth. The ball to Kohler. 1:50 to play. Second quarter, 29-21. Christopher Letty for three, too strong. Long rebound to Indian. Stand and watch. Christopher Letty gets it and scores.
Yeah, that's just not reacting. No one blocking out the shooter. Too easy.
10-point lead for West York now. Creation. Donovan forces his way down the lane and scores. Timeout, Peters Township. 1:29 to play, first half. West York 31, Peters Township 23. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
31-23, just under 90 seconds remaining in our first half. West York with a blistering second quarter, outscoring Peters Township now 17-12. If my math is correct, no, 20-12. That'll work better.
And it's the way they've done it. Second shots, putbacks, making a couple of shots from the perimeter.
Third shots.
They're very aggressive to the ball. They're Peters Township a step slow.
Well, now one rebound came clear out to the elbow, and Peters stood and watched it.
Exactly.
And Christopher Letty went and got it after his miss.
And scored.
And then scored. Ferber near the volleyball 10-foot line on the dribble, working against Lucas Rost. Far side, spin around. Lasher takes it down low, looks for a cutter. Hang, shot won't go, put back. Another offensive board, Grady Hoffman with a deuce. 33-23, the margin is 10. Nick McCullough forces his way to the lane, is fouled, and will shoot a couple. Christopher Letty called for the foul, his first, team's fourth. Nick McCullough at the line is a 63% free throw shooter. Peters Township 2-for-2 so far tonight.
And Nick's one of the better foul shooters on the team. Got the first to go.
As a team, Peters Township 54.9%.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling. I don't know. It's psychological, I guess.
McCullough's second effort in flight. Line drive well short. Rebound, Hoffman. Ferber trying to work out of the backcourt. Double team there. Indians try to trap him. Bad pass to the far side. A save attempt on the far side and out of bounds. Pressure forced the turnover. Nick McCullough got between the target, Luke Hoffman, and the ball. And Hoffman tried to save it and lost it out of bounds.
They trapped the ball handler. No one came back to the ball. And he had a long, long pass. Did a great job with the pressure. They need to score here, Bob.
Belk, Donovan, and Ross beyond the perimeter. Greco in the far corner. Belk comes and takes it at the volleyball 10-foot line. Now it's Greco. Greco to the circle, to Donovan. A couple of dribbles, got clear, but nice recovery by Ferber on the defense. McCullough sets a screen. Near side, wide open three. Ross, too strong. Rebound cleared on the far side by Grady Hoffman. He'll push it up the floor. 12 seconds to play. Pass ahead to Ferber to the far wing. Christopher Letty for three, a dagger. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. 36-24. And a foul called here at midcourt. And that's going to be the fifth foul, so it'll be free throws. If this is Peters Township ball, it should be shots.
It is. Hold on. They're in the look. Should be two shots.
And that foul on Brecken Lasher is his second.
Not a wise decision there.
12-point lead.
Well, you can see, Bob, when they're open, they can make shots. I mean, they're very good at moving the basketball and searching for the three. If they don't have the three, they like to get it to the rim. And when I watched them, I knew they could be dangerous from that perspective.
Lucas Ross at the foul line. Hits the first, second shot due. That foul on Lasher, his second. Team's fifth with 0.6 of a second to play and way long. Rebound, put back, won't go for Rost. And the half comes to an end. An incredible second quarter for West York. The Bulldogs 36, Indians 25. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
West York 36, Peters Township 25, 8-0 and 8-3 runs early in this second quarter. The difference in the ball game right now went from Peters up 3 to start the quarter. West York scored the next 8 points. A deuce and a couple of trays gave them the lead with 7:22 to play in the half, and Peters has never been able to pull back even. And then after that, after Peters got to back to within 19-16 at 8-3 extension to the media timeout, 27-19. And West York has extended it from there. Strong close in the period as well. Peters Township on the last two trips, the last two scoring opportunities, settling for a single foul shot on each of those two, and have scored just 2 points in the final 90 seconds.
Well, they've got some things to talk about at halftime. Number one, you got to secure the basketball on a miss. That's one thing. It was slow getting to the ball. And I think the other thing is, you know, you've got to contest shooters. These guys are good players, and, you know, they wouldn't be here playing in this game. They play solid defense. Peters Township's going to have to be a little bit more selective in their shot selection, but I still think they got to try to speed them up. Maybe we'll see a pressure a little bit more. It worked a couple of times when they did press, but they have to be very careful, because if they press and leave players open down floor, they're going to knock shots down.
Well, and we've seen 2-on-1 and 3-on-1 breaks,
oh,
and
yeah,
either a ball to the rim or to the corner for a three.
And what I'm concerned about is, now that they're down 11, this team will be very selective in half-court offense, and they've got good ball handlers. They're a good passing team and a screening team. And they might cause some fits. And if they have to play catch-up, Peters Township, it may not be possible. But there's a lot of basketball to play, and I'm sure they're making some adjustments as we speak. So let's hope that they can get back in this thing.
Still to come tonight here on WJPA AM, it's the West Coast Conference Championship game, as our coverage of the NCAA basketball craziness prior to March Madness. The West Coast Conference matchup, number 1 St. Mary's, number 2 Gonzaga.
And I'll add to that the official in that game will be one Raymond Natilli. We all know
that.
Him.
IC grad.
Yeah, I just got a text from his mom saying, hey, Raymond has the game at 9.
How about that? We'll have that game on WJPA AM. Airtime is 8:45 via Westwood 1. Tomorrow night, well, the Peters Township girls taking on Thomas Jefferson will be on WJPA FM at 6:45, because on the AM side, it's the Patriot League championship game, Navy against American. Navy upset Colgate, I think, in the semifinals.
Correct.
And so Navy and American will play in the Patriot League championship, that here on WJPA AM tomorrow night. We're pretty quiet on Thursday. But then we start to lose all sense of control come Friday. Big East semifinals. Coverage starting at 6:15. We'll have both of those semifinals. And get this docket for Saturday. America East Championship. SEC semifinals. Big East Championship. Conference USA Championship. All of that happening. And any high school games that we might have when we get to Friday.
And let's hope we have a few. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. There's a lot of time in this game. They're down 11, but I've seen them come back before, and I know they're very capable. They've just got to shore up a few things, Bob, and they just seem a step slow to the ball tonight. So maybe we can correct that in the second half, get themselves back on the mend here.
West York 36, Peters Township 25. We're at the half here at Altoona. Back on AWJPA Sports Network in just a moment, presented by CNX Foundation.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Back at Altoona at the half, teams making their way out of the locker room. Peters Township tonight twice has scored back-to-back times without a West York score in between. That happened to early on to build the 8-2 lead, Peters' biggest. They got a 2 and a 3 in consecutive opportunities. And then to close the first quarter, couple of back-to-back twos in the final 70 seconds of the first half. They haven't scored back-to-back since, but West York has got a couple of deuces late in the first quarter, then 2-3-3 to open the second quarter, that 8-0 run. Got a couple of foul shots and a two in the middle part of that second quarter. Before the media timeout, they got another two and a couple of free throws, a couple of deuces after the media timeout as well. And then, as I said at the time, maybe a dagger, that three ball with just 5 seconds to play in the half.
That was a big one. But as I look at the score sheet, Bob, two things jump out at me. Sean Thelk, who has been a dependable perimeter shooter, has not made one. He's been close, but he's 0 for 4 from the perimeter. And then you look on the other side, and the freshman, Justin Ferber, 8 points. There's your difference right there. You don't expect a freshman averaging 4 a game to come in and do that kind of damage, but it was with his hustle and second effort plays that got him some easy baskets.
Winner of this game will play on Friday against District 3 champion Hershey. That is barring any other outside activity regarding the outcome of the Meadville-Uniontown game, which, based on a release that we saw today from the Meadville Area School District, I did not read that release that it sounded like anything further was going to happen, but there was talk in some of the media outlets in the Meadville and District 10 area that it was possible, but we've not heard anything official, so.
Well,
keep our ears and eyes on that.
And we'll get ready for second half action here. And Peters Township's got to get on the gun quickly here. Got to get some stops and get some makes.
Peters Township will have the ball on a possession arrow. Indians controlled the tip. West York started the second quarter on that possession arrow throw-in. Now it'll be Peters Township. We will have not had a tie-up as of yet.
Well, and the rebounding stats clearly go to West York. That's something that I know they talked about, blocking out and securing the basketball. That's going to be big in this second half.
Bulldogs on the floor. Tell you what, not a huge crowd making the 2.5 hour journey here from either side. Some, you know, a handful, a smattering of fans from both sides.
Right.
But
and you know what else, Bob? Ben Miller, normally a very energetic player, I don't think he's here tonight. Must be maybe sick, or I don't see him down there. He's played really big for them, I thought, in the past games.
Dylan Donovan gets the inbound, goes to Lucas Ross, the blow by, kick it to the corner. Thel catch and shoot a three, it's short. Rebound comes up the lane, it's grabbed by Kohler. Kohler hassled by Thel, who remains scoreless. Kohler to the paint, kick it back out. Up top, ball goes to Grady Hoffman, and now to Christopher Letty. Weave action, Kohler ends up at the low block on the dribble, tries to get Wetzel airborne, kick it, three, Luke Hoffman hits it.
Well, when you're shooting them like that and you're moving the basketball as well as they are, you're going to be tough to beat.
39-25, West York up by 14 here early in this quarter. Wetzel to Nick McCullough. Wetzel sets a pick. Delk takes it, now off to Donovan, dribbles into the free throw key area. Wetzel, long three, no good. Nobody home to rebound except Chase Cristofoletti.
Yeah, tough shot there.
Grady Hoffman, pump fake, dribble drives, in and out. Rebound will grab near side. It's saved by Thelk on a pass from Donovan, who got the board and nearly stolen. McCullough, Thelk, and now up top to Donovan. He'll shoot a three-pointer. That's way off the mark. High in the air twice. Wetzel tipped the rebound but doesn't grab it. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by Cristofoletti, I believe.
Yeah, but he kept it alive to maintain the possession for the Indians. Well, they got to score something. Their perimeter shooting has been abysmal.
Ross to inbound. Donovan catch and shoot a three. It's wide right. Rebound to the corner. McCullough tips it. Grabbed by Cristofoletti. Three on one. Donovan trying to get back, and a ball out of the hands of Cristofoletti and out of bounds.
Last three possessions for Peters Township. Three consecutive three-point shots. Three misses.
6:25 to play in the third. West York 39, Peters Township 25. Cristofoletti inbounds it into the corner to Kohler, to Cristofoletti on the handoff in the corner. Spins his way out of that. Hoffman to Hoffman, far side. Drive by Kohler, finds a cutter. Beatty into low block, takes it back out. Pump fake by Hoffman. Now he'll pick up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Beatty. 6 minutes to play, third quarter.
See what I'm telling you about their deliberate style of play here, that which actually hurts Peters Township. What a nice back cut.
Cristofoletti takes the look-away bounce pass and scores.
And the Indians are in a heap of trouble here, Bob.
41-25. Donovan picks up his dribble, has to give it off to Wetzel. He'll put it on the deck, trying to muscle his way in. Oh, push shot, rattles home. What Jake Wetzel with four.
Needed that.
Pressure in the backcourt, lob over the top, and now a two-on-two. Beatty just backs away, and deals it back out to Kohler. Near side, Cristofoletti. 41-27, West York with the lead. 5:15 to play in the third. Grady Hoffman to Beatty, and then Grady Hoffman will get it back. Trying to get his way into the paint, reach-in foul on Dylan Donovan. First foul of the second half, first of the game on Donovan. Thel checks out. Greco checks back in.
Normally that would be Ben Miller coming in that situation too.
Lob into the paint. Luke Hoffman catches that. Scoop it up and in, and a foul to go with it.
Wow, circus shot. Acrobatic. A little English on the release too. I don't know how he made it, but he did. Over the outstretched arms of the big boy.
Jake Wetzel called for his second foul. Team second of the quarter. Foul shot number five in the game for West York, and all of them have found the bottom of the net.
That's pretty good shooting, 5 for 5.
44-27. West York plus 17 as we get under 5 minutes to play in the third. McCullough, near side. Greco for three, way off the mark. Rebound cleared by Grady Hoffman. Luke Hoffman brings it up the floor to the elbow and then flip it back out to Kohler. If the ocean were open, I don't think the Indians could throw it in tonight.
Yeah, they're really struggling.
At least not yet.
They're struggling.
Luke Hoffman down, or Grady Hoffman down low, kick it out for a three, and Kohler finds the bottom of the net for a tray. Timeout, Peters Township. 4:24 to play, third quarter. 20-point lead, West York 47, Peters Township 27. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Peters Township led 14-11 at the end of one quarter, outscored 36-13 since then.
Yeah, and they're in a heap of trouble, and I'm going to tell you why. Because of the way this team runs an offense, they're going to be very deliberate. They'll keep the basketball moving. They'll get back cuts. Peters has settled for too many three-point shots. Get something going to the rim.
Peters with that small lineup on the floor. Wetzel on the bench. Dylan Donovan. One on three, force a pass through to Greco, and Greco takes it to the rack. Shot won't go, tried to reverse with the left hand. West York with the loose basketball. Christopher Letty, pass to the near corner, heading for the bench. Tipped by Donovan, out of bounds. And with that, we get to the media timeout. 47-27, West York with the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearGM.com. Bud Baer.
47-27. The reason the Indians are in a heap of trouble is that West York is shooting the ball and Peters is not.
Well, they are. They're probably shooting at a 60% clip. I don't have the stat in front of me. But when you make shots and you get a lead like this, you're just a little more comfortable shooting it. And I don't see that typical energy that I have seen from Peters Township in the past. Normally, they're very active on defense, and they just don't seem to be there.
Near side, three ball. Grady Hoffman high off the rim, top of the backboard. Comes down to Jake Wetzel. Indians up the floor. Greco, Ross, long three for Thelk. Wide left, rebound kicks up the lane. Christopher Letty with it. He'll spin past the Thelk steal attempt. And Thelk hustles back, saves it, but threw it right to Grady Hoffman. His shot off the window won't go. Rebound left alone underneath Luke Hoffman for the deuce.
And second shot opportunities once again for West York.
49-27. The Bulldogs going to run to the doghouse and just run away. Wetzel backs his way in. Ball knocked out of his hands, but a travel call.
Calling him for traveling rather than a foul. Mm.
Greco out. Donovan checks back in. 3:06 remaining in this third quarter. It has been all West York since the end of the first.
Boy, it really has. They have put on a clinic on how you run half-court offense and rebound.
38-13, the score difference since the end of that first quarter. Ferber, the freshman, takes the inbound. And now double team press broken easily. Christopher Letty on the feed from Hoffman for the lay-in.
Did you see the unselfishness of that play? Pass, pass, layup.
51-27. Nick McCullough in paint. Diagonal pass gets to Greco, and a foul going to be called on the floor, rather to Ross, than a foul called on the floor. And get a look, those of you watching on NFHS, you'll see it. Ball to up the sideline, then to the corner, and underneath all alone.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Christopher Letty.
That's how you break a press.
Foul called on Ferber. First foul of this third quarter on West York. Shot put up. Wetzel well short. That's been kind of a theme. I should have recorded that and just kept pushing the button. Well short.
They picked the wrong night to just not be on their offensive game.
Pressure up top. Ferber's pass is picked off. Ross goes to the rack. He can't get the shot to go, but will go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to be the third on the freshman Jensen Ferber. Lucas Ross at the foul line hit one of two late in the second quarter. Peters Township 4 of 6 at the line, but down 24 with 10 minutes to play.
Yeah, and you wonder if it's not insurmountable at this point.
First point for Peters Township in about 3 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah, not good.
Rost, second effort at the stripe is due, and in flight, in and out. Rebound tipped, out of bounds, last touch by Nick McCullough. Evan McCullough in, and Wetzel will come out.
Yeah, it's been a tough night for the young Jake Wetzel. They've done a really good job digging down when he gets the ball.
Long pass. Nick McCullough steals that. Get it into the paint, and a travel called on Rost.
One mistake after another. It's just not the kind of basketball we're used to seeing out of Peters Township. Got the turnover and then traveled in the paint.
Luke Hoffman checks out of the game.
Yeah, he's had a good game.
West York up 51-28. Inbound pass is knocked toward the stands by Dylan Donovan. 2:12 to play, third quarter. Grady Hoffman to key it. That pass is caught along the far sideline by Lasher. And now the press break ahead to Christopher Letty, left-hand lay-in.
Tell you what, they're very well coached, Bob. They know exactly where to go with the ball. Their people are in the right spots.
Foul up top. This one's going to be Ferber, and I think that's going to be his fourth.
It is. That's three in a row he's had. 25-point lead now by West York.
They put foul on number one on the board.
Yeah.
All right, so okay. It was not Ferber getting his fourth. Evan McCullough, Sean Thelk, three, wide right, no good. Rebound, Jaden Greco tracks it down. Greco near side, Nick McCullough, line drive, three, finds the measure. His second tray of the game, but 53-31, Peters down 22. Pressure, pass ahead, now a little volleyball pass.
Another layup.
2-1 nobody. Good feed by Grady Hoffman. Get it ahead to Brecken Lasher, and a timeout called by West York. 1:29 to play. Third quarter, 55-31 Bulldogs, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
2-on-0 breaks usually don't end well for the O side.
Well, the last few possessions, they've shot layups because they were able to get the ball to the middle and break that pressure. And if you break the initial trap, you're going to have numbers, and they've been able to execute that very well. But I'm going to tell you, when I watched them play, I kept saying to myself, this is a pretty good team. Just didn't know how it would translate. I thought Peters Township had the kind of team that could play with them, and unfortunately, they picked the wrong night not to score points. How about Mr. Thelk? Sean can't find the rim.
55-31, West York with the lead. Donovan, Ross, McCullough, well beyond the three-point line. Ross presents up top, drive down the paint, jumps to a stop at the low block, feed it out. Donovan for three, too strong. Rebound, volleyball, putback attempt by Nick McCullough, and he is fouled in the act of doing so. And it is going to be two shots for Nick McCullough.
Christopher Letty on the foul. And back to the line for the Indians.
Nick McCullough hit one of two late in the first half, and this one, like that second miss, well short line drive, will not get over the front of the rim.
Yeah, his shots don't have a high arc to it, and it doesn't give it. It's either going in or he's missing it.
Second effort by McCullough, rattles around. That one just had enough to get over the front. He's got 10 points in the game and has hit 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 2-on-1 break. Beautiful pass. Christopher Letty across to Lasher for the easy lay-in.
They're putting a clinic on how to break pressure.
57-32. Peters gets one foul shot, and West York gets a 2-on-1 fast break. McCullough, right hand lay in good. Offhand side.
Yeah, that was a nifty little scoop move by Nick McCullough.
McCullough with a dozen, leading Peters Township. But the Indians well shy of the measure here tonight. Cross-court pass, Christopher Letty, take it back out. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Peters extending the defense to try to pressure here, but Bulldogs able to work it over the top and around.
They're actually in a 1-3-1 zone now, Bob. You won't see West York panic or take a bad shot either.
Christopher Letty for three with 10 to play in the quarter. Rebound lost out of bounds by Grady Hoffman. The only thing that kept West York from another look at the basket there was Grady Hoffman couldn't catch the rebound.
Right, ball was in his hands, but I'm surprised that the shot was taken by Christopher Letty with still 7 seconds on the clock. We've seen strange things happen in basketball games. I just don't know if Peters Township has enough ammunition to come back from this deficit.
Just under 8 seconds to play, third quarter. Donovan crosses over, take it to the corner, kick it out. Greco for three won't go, and the quarter comes to an end. West York, 57. Peters Township, 34 after three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 458-729.
back at Altoona, where it has not been a good night for Peters Township. Indians on the wrong end of the 57-34 score here at the end of three.
Well, they haven't shot the ball very well, Bob, and in an attempt to get back in the game and putting a press on, they have been beaten with five layups. That's not going to get it done.
Ball fed to the far corner. And now around the perimeter is very deliberate offense at times. Ball knocked out of the hands of Beatty, but he's able to get to the loose ball, and that's been a recurring theme as well.
Well, they do a really nice job spacing the floor with their players.
Kohler to the rack, can't get the shot to go. Lasher rebounds. He'll go back up and is fouled. Will score and get a free throw.
There's another second shot. It's just not been a good night for the Indians all around.
Evan McCullough called for the foul. His first, team's first. Bucket for Lasher. Gives him 9 points.
That is correct.
Oh, board says 11.
Oh, wait a minute. I have him at 11.
Free throw will not go.
So maybe we missed one there, huh?
Near corner, Evan McCullough's shot won't go. Rebound, Nick McCullough right out in front. Bunny up and in.
Nick McCullough, he just continues to play hard the entire game. I'll give them credit. They're playing hard. They're just getting beat. Well, they thought it was a five-second violation, but
apparently get the ball or get the timeout called.
Yeah, Coach Bull got a timeout called. He had the official standing right there.
7:10 to play in the fourth. 59-36. West York with the lead back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping. I'm the man. Caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans. Only sore in fertile land. I'm the man. 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 Check his post. He ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely she about it. What he posts, more than likely he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Now I got to check my scoring here. I hit the 9:25 and 8:33, 44, 57. I have 61 now, so.
Well.
Jam me up here.
Sorry about that, partner.
It's all right. After the timeout, West York gets the ball inbounds. With Nick McCullough all over the back of Jensen Ferber. Double team at midcourt. Pass gets through to Ferber. Onto the corner. Try to bounce pass down low. First really bad pass of the
exactly,
night.
Exactly. That was a bad pass. Oh, I missed the layup.
Nick McCullough going up with the left hand. Misses the layup. Ball ahead to Beatty. And Beatty will take it back out, go to Ferber.
You notice how often the other West York players go directly to the basketball when someone is in trouble.
Underneath, ball to Grady Hoffman, catch and score.
Just a very unselfish team, a very good passing team.
Board says that's 4 points for Hoffman. I have six, so I'm really messed up here.
Yeah, I have four for him.
All right, three ball, far side.
Nick McCullough.
That's his third three of the game.
Yeah, and he's really not a three-point shooter. He doesn't shoot it at a very high clip. 15% for the year. He's knocked down three tonight.
61-39. West York with the lead. Coming up on 6 minutes remaining. A little reach in by Evan McCullough. He and Nick come up the floor. Nick will take it to the rack and score.
I have Nick McCullough with 19 points for the Indians. It's a little bit maybe just too late. I mean, they're doing a great job now getting themselves back in some things here.
Ball crossed the timeline by Kohler. Triple team coming. And a timeout called by Garrett Bull. 5:37 to play in the fourth. 61-41. West York with the lead back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Yeah. All right. Come on, y'all. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man, a mighty, mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. He's a mighty, mighty good man, y'all.
Fun, memories, friendship.
We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
61-41, West York with the lead, 5 minutes and change remaining in this one. 5A boys second round, winner plays Harrisburg. West York hoping it's for a second time. Side of the lane, shot won't go for Beatty. Indians get the loose ball, spinorama, Dylan Donovan, shot won't go. Liam Connolly comes in, rebounds. He had to rebound at the defensive end and now gets the one on the front side here as well. Holding foul on Beatty, his second foul. First foul of the fourth quarter on West York. Beatty will check out.
And to tell you what kind of night it's been offensively for Peters, that spin move, that ball was halfway down and came out by Dylan Donovan.
All around the perimeter, Donovan behind the back dribble in traffic, able to fight through and save it. Nick McCullough, three ball line drive, hit the front of the rim. Rebound Lasher and a Peters Township foul. And it's Liam Connolly, 6'2 senior, getting on the floor here tonight.
Oh, and that's a good thing to see the senior get a last opportunity to play if they don't make a miraculous comeback, and that's what it would take at this point.
Nearly a steal. Lasher avoids a tie-up and keeps the ball alive and ahead. Christopher Letty for the lay-in.
How about that? Heads up by the big guy, Lasher.
Well, yeah, and he did a good job. He was on his wallet at the mid-court line, and he just kept moving the ball around to keep it from getting tied up.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Shot in tight by Evan McCullough, good for two. His first points of the game.
Yeah, nice move by McCullough that time.
63-43, West York with the lead. Grady Hoffman has a 3-on-2, feeds it back to twin brother Luke. Those seniors appear to be avoiding this being their final game.
Well, and they won't be in any hurry to fire up quick shots, I can tell you that. And they're going to keep running their off. Look at this. What
Kohler
a breakdown.
For the lay-in. Blow by Donovan and lays it in.
Wow. All the defenders had their head turned.
Felk, three ball off the back of the rim. Won't go. Rebound knocked out of the hands of a Peters Township player. Saved, though, and goes right to Dylan Donovan. Feed it down low. Wets traffic clear. Shot for Nick McCullough won't go, but he'll go to the line and shoot a couple after the media timeout. 3:53 to play in the fourth, 65-43. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Foul on Brecken Lasher is his third, team's second of the quarter. Nick McCullough to the free throw line to shoot two, misses the first. now just 2 of 5 at the foul line, and Peters 6 of 11 in the game. McCullough misses the second. Rebound by Connolly. His outlet is stolen by Jensen Ferber. Ahead for the lay-in by Kohler.
How many breakouts have we watched tonight? How many layups?
And Peters Township unable to handle the ball and out of bounds on the far sideline. 67-43. West York with control of the ball game, and they took it starting early in that second quarter. 8-0 and 8-3 runs to open the period. Nick McCullough knocks the ball out of bounds.
I honestly thought this would be a closely contested game, but you got to shoot it better than Peters Township did. They just had a terrible time shooting the basketball.
Bulldogs get it inbounds. Greco trying to stay with Kohler, who goes to the hoop, and he gets knocked down, and, boy, came right down on his elbow.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Hard foul. I mean, basketball play, but
man,
this is an elbow.
It's an elbow or a wrist. It's not good. I hope he's all right, but he's in some pain. Okay, he's moving everything.
And the Peters Township trainer is making his way there. And this is, again, it's a left elbow problem for Jaden Kohler. Get his way to his feet. Work maybe a finger.
Wrist?
Arm
finger?
Moving. Everything's moving.
That's good. That's good news. He really did take a hard fall. He got hit, and he lost his balance and came down smack on that arm.
And they're going to check in Luke Hoffman to take the free throws here.
I think he's okay, Bob. I think he's just a little stunned from it.
Well, and that, and again, I mean, you get funny bone, you get all that stuff. And
I think that's what he did.
Fingers don't work, wrist doesn't work, hand doesn't work, elbow. You know,
he's rubbing that elbow right now. So I think, and his fingers are still in an uncomfortable situation.
The foul on Jaden Greco, free throws going to be taken by Luke Hoffman. Hits the first. Hoffman, I have with 14 points in the game. Second shot short, but shooter's touch up and in. And a substitution. Hoffman going to check back out. And Aiden Leach going to check in. Leach was the eighth guy listed on my notes from Coach Bull. And I said, here are five starters. Because my question is, who are your likely starters? Who are your first four or five off the bench? And are there guys on your roster who won't play? And he had one of the great lines of the year. McCullough shot rejected by Brecken Lasher. And it was, here's my five starters. These are the next two guys in. Maybe this third guy will play. And as far as who won't play, anybody after those eight. And followed that up with, somebody's in trouble, either us or Peters Township, if I get deeper than those eight. So.
Well, and tonight, Peters Township is, you know, it's tough to lose like this, but it doesn't take away from their accomplishments, Bob. They've had some great wins along the way. It's just unfortunate that it'll come to an end this evening.
3:02 to play in the ball game. That foul on Jaden Greco is second of the quarter and fourth on Peters Township in this period. Grady Hoffman goes to the low block. Traffic clears, and Hoffman goes up and scores. I have six now for Hoffman.
Very patient when they get in the paint. Don't rush things. They use the shot fake very effectively.
Greco try to pass it off to Connolly, and the ball kicked in the lane. Not allowed to play it intentionally with the lower extremities. 71 points on the board for West York tonight. They averaged 55.
55 a game. But most of those extra points, Bob, how many layups? At least 8 or 9 of them were point blank, nobody guarding them.
McCullough, Connolly, Greco, lefty for three, short. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched inside by Brennan Leitner, player number 9.
Wow.
There they go.
He goes, he said.
Somebody's in trouble, and he's right, and it's Peters Township down 28 at the moment.
Yeah, when you rely on three-point shots and you're not making them, you're really digging yourself a hole, and they just have shot a horrendous percentage from three.
Delk fires up an air ball, caught down low, and now ahead.
Another layup.
Leitner for the lay-in up the near sideline.
I feel for Sean Thelk. He's been so instrumental in Peters Township's run this year, and he's been such a good shooter.
Greco for three. That won't go. Hoffman takes a feed, steps around Thelk. Euro step good. And a timeout. Going to get the substitution. That's simply the timeout. And the clock is turning. Going to sub in Lucas Sachs, a 5'11 freshman, and McCullough and Donovan check out of the game for Peters Township.
Yeah, tough one. Nick McCullough, a senior. Oh, a junior, excuse me. Well, senior, he is. It'll be his last basketball game. Always difficult when you know it's your last.
And they stop the clock on the timeout eventually at 1:44 with the ball inbounded. Then it will start again.
I never thought we'd ever get to this in this game. I thought this would be very close.
75-43.
But you got to make shots, Bob.
Sachs, Greco, and a hand check foul going to be called. Third foul on West York. And this one's going to be, I believe, Ryken Bray.
That is correct.
Called for the foul. And wanted to get Judah Schmidt in the game, but that didn't happen. Three ball, Evan McCullough, too strong. Rebound in traffic for Sachs. The ball to Evan McCullough. Dribble drive, right-hand layup is good. And a foul to go with it. Evan McCullough with 4 points here in the quarter.
Yeah, that was a nice drive by McCullough. You'll get a free throw.
Yeah, 75-45. This foul called on Luke Hoffman, his second, team's fourth. And Liam Connolly, also a senior, going to come out.
Yeah, getting big hugs from the coaching staff and from players, and well-earned.
Sean Thelk out of the game as well. Evan McCullough hits the foul shot. And under a minute to play in the Peters Township season. Nearly a steal. Ball rose to the baseline. Saved there, but thrown right back inside. Shot put up by Aiden Leach. Won't go. Peters Township with the loose ball up the floor. Pass around the perimeter. Sachs hands it off to Evan McCullough. On into the corner. Xavier Knox to Evan McCullough, and Evan McCullough scores, and a foul to go with it. He'll get to try another old-fashioned three-point play.
Good drive by Evan. Not to be confused with Nick. I do believe they are cousins, though.
McCullough hits the foul shot, and a sub out, Jake Wetzel. Going to come back in and let Evan McCullough, senior, check out as well. And now yeah. West York will don't even have to bring it across the timeline. Just work it up the floor. And a huge final three quarters for West York and a 75-49 win here tonight. We'll recap it for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buick and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearGM.com. Bud Baer.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Peters Township led 14-11 after one quarter. but then outscored 25-11 in the second, and that really gave West York control of the game, and then they followed it up with 21-9 in the third on the way to a 75-49 victory here tonight, outscoring Peters Township in each of the final three quarters in tonight's game. So again, 25-11 in the second, 21-9 in the third, and 18-15 in that fourth quarter. We got to a running clock late in the ball game in the final 2 minutes, but outcome well decided by that point.
Well, and you look back on it, tonight not their game, but who would have expected them to be playing for a WPIL championship, to make it this far in the PIAA state tournament? Give a lot of credit to Peters Township, the players, the coaching staff. Very disappointing tonight. I get that. I've coached. I understand that feeling that you have when you lose like this, but nothing to be ashamed of. You got to tip your hat to West York. They shot a phenomenal percentage from the field. They handled the press, scoring layup after layup, and they just did a great job in the half-court defense, and they put a clinic on how to play basketball tonight.
Indeed, they did. Individual scoring tonight, Chase Cristofoletti had 18, Luke Hoffman 15, Jaden Kohler and Brecken Lasher 11 apiece for West York, 7 of 8 at the free throw line for the Bulldogs. On the Peters Township side, Nick McCullough finishes with 19 points on the evening, 11 for Dylan Donovan, the only Peters Township players to reach double figures. Indians are 8 of 14 at the foul line tonight. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll get you our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back at Altoona Area High School, great to have you along tonight for Peters Township fans. Not ending the way that you wanted for those of you tuning in the West York area. Been great to have you along. And as I explained to Coach Bull, we're rooters, not homers, and we think we gave your kids a fair shake, and they put on quite a clinic here tonight and get the win. And that leads us to our player of the game. Averaged 11 points a night out and was scoreless as Peters Township led at the end of one quarter. But part of that 25-11 eruption in the second quarter, our player of the game, 6'3 sophomore Chase Cristofoletti, who finished with a game-high 18 points for the West York Bulldogs.
He did a fabulous job. And like you said, you got to tip your hat to West York. I think they played really solid basketball, and they did what they didn't turn it over very much. Their passing in the half-court offense was sharp, but their defense was just all over what Peters Township was trying to do. But more importantly, man, did they handle that press. And second and third and fourth shot opportunities, they're rebounding. You add all that up, and you get this kind of a lopsided loss for Peters Township. But credit goes to West York. They played great.
Indian season ends at 19-9. West York now 23-7, and they get another look at the Hershey squad. Hershey knocked West York out of the District 3 championship brackets with a 61-54 semifinal win back on my birthday, back in late February.
There you go.
So it's Hershey and West York in the state quarterfinals coming up Friday night, site and time to be determined. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bud Bear Buick GMC on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This game was presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private non-commercial benefit of our audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Still to come tonight, Cana McMillan faces Upper St. Clair for a third time, the winner advancing to the 6A girls quarterfinals. That game coming up on WJPA FM and online. Our coverage of college basketball here on WJPA AM continues. St. Mary's taking on Gonzaga for the West Coast Conference Championship. Airtime is 8:45. And our state basketball coverage continues tomorrow night with a 5A girls round two action. Peters Township and Thomas Jefferson meet for the fourth time this year. Peters Township looking for a season sweep and a berth in the state quarters. Our thanks to both head coaches, Joe Ehrman and Garrett Bull, to Phil Riscio and the entire crew here at Altoona. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita and Chris Fox on camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you for being with us tonight. In the PIAA 5A boys second round, your final score, West York 75, Peters Township 49. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.